Americans create waste. According to the EPA, in 2010, we cumulatively generated about 250 million tons of trash. However, we are also becoming better at keeping garbage out of landfills. During that same year, 2010, we recycled or composted 85 million tons. As our Earth Week series continues, we meet a group in Bayview trying to add to the compost pile. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited Compost Kids Venture in an out-of-the-way location just west of Kinnickinnick along a railroad line. Volunteers are flipping mounds of vegetable scraps and coffee grounds collected from neighborhood restaurants. One of its founders, Melissa Tashin, watches the steam rise.
That material has been flipped once.
Oh, totally.
It's 150 degrees right now. We just took the temps. And so now he's flipping that material into bin two or into bin three. The reason we do that is because we want a finished product. We don't want to constantly keep on adding raw material on top because it messes up the process.
This moves your system faster.
Oh, yeah.
More efficiently.
We're cranking out roughly about a yard of compost a week. 3 yards to fill a raised bed, a 4x8 raised bed.
So it would
take us about a month, would be enough material to fill a raised bed. Yeah.
So it's very effective, but it takes time.
It takes time.
But you're going from
nothing,
you know,
to something. What people would consider trash, to black gold. Mm-hmm. Our landfills right now are at about 75% capacity. There is absolutely no program right now that enables residents or businesses to deviate or divert from the landfills.
Talk about the birth of all this.
Well, we started about 4 years ago just as a bunch of Bayview residents. We were looking to create a community garden down the street. We realized that our largest overhead was soil. And so we're like, man, all of these businesses on KK, let's start doing this. I think right now we're at about 18, and we have established contracts with them. The largest thing is accountability. We need to be accountable just as much as they do. And so it really helps put that in place. And so we actually have all of our compost couriers sign off on an agreement. Unless you tell me otherwise, I'm going to expect that you're going to handle your commitment. You know, same thing with the businesses. If we're sending a volunteer over there to pick up material, then we're expecting you to hook them up with a free cup of coffee. It's an incentive for the volunteer to keep on going back. And again, it helps establish that
the coffee is not in the contract, is it?
It is. It is in the contract.
What does it say?
It says like a free cup of coffee or other item. But it's all about the frame of mind, the thought process. You know, people still view this as trash, and they view it as they're doing us a favor. We're trying to really change that thought process so that businesses are more accountable of the waste stream, and we're helping them being more...
You're helping them do the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And we want them to hook up our volunteers for it.
You've created a nonprofit.
Yes, we have. So we are formally now a nonprofit. I think we'll be a nonprofit now for about a year.
And why that?
Because we wanted to expand. We've been able to create a 3-bin system for under $150. We can even make that even less if you're willing to utilize recycled materials. So we're like, okay, well, this is great, but there are some organizations or some gardens out there, some neighborhood gardens that can't even afford $150. We want to be able to help them out with that. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we're in a position where we can apply for grants. You know, we want to be able to not just mimic this here in Milwaukee, but take this to other places in Wisconsin. I mean, and why even stop it within Wisconsin? Being able to set up a model that can be creative and sustained through volunteer efforts is great, but being able to take it to the next level so that we can empower them with the tools that they need is even better.
Melissa Tashin says Compost Kids flip their compost bins every Saturday at noon, rain or shine, and she invites people to bring vegetable scraps. This weekend, the group will deliver homemade soil and help set up a couple of satellite compost sites in the community.